Grandson Jason Carter is chairman of the Carter Presidential Center.
We will spend this week celebrating this incredible life, and a life that I think we can all agree is as full and powerful as any life can be. As someone said, it's amazing what you can cram into 100 years.
Countless people, including Tucker Gator, line the 140-mile route from Carter's small hometown of Plains to Atlanta to pay their respects.
I feel it's important that we honor him just by bidding our final farewells to a very genuine and wonderful man.
There will be an official state funeral for Jimmy Carter at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. next Thursday. I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. Now with more CBS News, here's Michael Wallace.
Reuters is reporting the bollards that were not up in New Orleans this week because they were being repaired would not have been strong enough to prevent the truck attack that killed 14 people. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the French Quarter.
Memorials with flowers and crosses on Canal Street are growing as the city is starting their grieving process after this week's deadly terrorist attack. At the City of Love Church, dozens of people gathered to remember the victims and honor first responders.
Investigators found chemicals and other bomb-making materials at the attacker's home in Houston. President Biden has awarded the Medal of Freedom to 18 people.
Recipients included humanitarians.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to Jose Andres.
Sports icons.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Rock stars.
Bono changes the world through his art and activism.
And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Her career has been dedicated to an eternal truth.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Hollywood's awards season begins tomorrow with the Golden Globes. CBS's Elise Preston has a preview.
The Globes' two Lifetime Achievement Honors will go to Viola Davis and Ted Danson for their contributions to entertainment and television.
The crime musical Emilia Perez leads all movies with 10 nominations, followed by The Brutalist, Conclave, and Anora. On the TV side, The Bear has the most nominations with 5. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun are behind them, each with 4 nominations. The Golden Globes air tomorrow night on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's the latest health warning for alcohol drinkers.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy is calling for cancer risk warning labels on alcoholic beverages, much like those warning labels on cigarettes. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it's a really good idea.
There was a survey out that found that only 45% of Americans know that there is a risk of cancer related to alcohol. Compare that with 90% of Americans who know that cigarettes cause cancer.
Alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in America and is linked to at least 7 different types of cancer. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
There's no official word yet on a cause of death for director and screenwriter Jeff Baena, the husband of actor Aubrey Plaza. He was found dead yesterday at a home in Los Angeles County. Plaza starred in 3 of his films, Life After Beth, The Little Hours, and Spin Me Round. Baena also co-wrote I Heart Huckabees. He and Plaza were married in 2021. Jeff Baena was 47. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 10 above. Wind chills to 0 at times. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Snow showers developing for Sunday night into Monday. There could be 1 inch to maybe 2 inches at most. Currently, we're at 15.
WRJN. Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's go! change your mind. Change in the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
passions that have men wither.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Trace the tracks of my tears.
Got to have all something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. I take for granted that you're always there.
WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness,
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
morning show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.